The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored, has a very interesting history that I would like to share with you. It started off as a timeline on Daryl Bradford Smith's IamTheWitness.com website in 2006. I kept updating the timeline until it got too big to read as an article on a website, so I took what material I had from the timeline and added a great deal more, which became a 60,000 word book that I entitled The Synagogue of Satan. I had 500 copies privately printed, then set up a simple one-page website where people could purchase the book. I also sent copies out to various people who had radio shows in the hope that they would invite me onto their show so I could promote the book. One of these people was the writer, broadcaster and researcher Tex Mars. Tex was so happy with the book, he published it himself through his Rivercrest Publishing House in 2007 and added a foreword and an index to the book, but the content, which I had written, was unchanged. I carried on my research into the group I refer to as the Synagogue of Satan, and in 2012 I released the Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded and uncensored, which, 144,000 words, was almost 2.5 times the size of the original. In October 2013, the World Jewish Congress put an open letter article on their website that their CEO wrote to Jeff Bezos, the chairman and CEO of Amazon.com, asking that he ban all books they considered anti-Semitic. Whilst the World Jewish Congress did not name any specific books, the only image they used was of my book and Amazon.com's website. To Bezos' credit, he did not cave in to their demands until 9th of March 2017, when I received an email from Amazon.com informing me that both the physical book and the Kindle version had been banned from their website as it was in violation of our content guidelines. Interestingly, 9th of March 2017 was the first day of the Jewish festival of Purim, during which Jews traditionally take revenge against their enemies. The book was now only available directly from the printer Lulu.com until 1st of September 2017, when I received an email from Lulu's questionable content team informing me that my content has been reported to be in violation of the Lulu membership agreement, and as a result, we will remove your content from availability. Isn't it interesting that while I have not had any of the content of the book challenged and have committed no offences in writing this book, I have had it banned at the behest of the Jews. The content of this book is nearly identical to the one banned by Amazon.com and Lulu, apart from this introduction and what I consider to be the best 3 articles I have ever written, which have been added as appendices at the end of the book. The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored.